You are listening to Menstrual Health Made Easy, your pathway to period power. What is happening in physical terms during the menstrual cycle? A menstrual cycle may not be the same length every cycle, but variation is normally between a 4 to 6 day window. By this we mean 1 month you may have a 21 day cycle and your next one may be anything between 22 to 27 days and still be considered within a normal range of difference. A study using data from the Flow app published in 2020 actually showed that only 40% of women have cycles 27 to 29 days in length. The things that can affect the cycle length are lifestyle characteristics such as smoking, caffeine and alcohol consumption, age and BMI or body mass index. Longer cycles are associated with a higher BMI and shorter cycles with smoking and high consumption of caffeine and alcohol. And studies also showed that women reporting depression, higher perceived stress levels and high levels of physical activity were associated with having irregular periods, anovulation and heavier menstrual bleeding. Now, regular cycles can range from 21 to 35 days, and that is still normal or typical. If it's outside that every time, it is worth tracking and speaking to a healthcare provider, or once you have some data, just to check in on your hormone health at this point in time. Now, here's an overview of what is happening at each point, roughly, around the cycle. So, week one is when the uterine lining is shedding, and we're call this a period. The bleeding amount can vary and length of time, but on average it's 3 to 7 days. It might start off light with some spotting, then move to a heavier flow for a couple of days, then a light flow. Normal volume varies considerably and it can be difficult to measure. There's some advice in the class notes. But the amount is between 30 to 50 milliliters of blood per period, and up to 80 mils is still considered normal. But remember, what is your normal? It's all relative to you. The colour of the menstrual fluid will probably vary from start to finish, from bright red to dark brown, and this is quite typical. When the flow is darker, it simply means it has taken longer to travel from the uterus. If the menstrual flow contains small lumps, often called clots, then this is also common, but if they are over the size of a 10 pence piece, then that is when you really should be making an appointment with your healthcare professional, taking along your tracker and any other information. It might not be anything to worry about, but it's always best to be checked. And remember, if the discomfort or anxiety is affecting your ability to think straight and complete physical tasks in the way you would normally, then that is not helpful. On week two, the body starts to prepare to ovulate, which includes, in most cases, a release of an egg. Now, there are a few cycles each year that don't result in an egg release, and that is called an anovulatory cycle. You can still get a period with this kind of cycle, but it's not the kind that we really want many of, because it means that we are not releasing as much progesterone as we should be. In week three, ovulation has occurred and the egg is now travelling towards the uterus, where the endometrial lining of the womb is preparing itself by thickening in a number of cells. And in order for a fertilised egg to implant successfully, the cells need to be more than 8 millimetres thick. At week four, the lining has now reached a point of will it or won't it shed, and a few factors will determine this. The decision primarily will be made on whether an egg has been released and subsequently fertilised or not. We then move back into week one and a bleed occurs. So what is the length of your repeat pattern and how's your menstrual health mosaic looking now?